Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're definitely going to have him back up because time is running short. He'll be back on TV with us tonight, 7 o'clock. Michael Allison, the gentleman in Southern Illinois who faces life in prison for audio taping police in public places and telling him he was audio taping him for his own personal true witness safety. And they've arrested him twice. He faces life in prison for it. It all began when they started to tow his cars off his own property that he restores there in the rural area. And this is happening. They're passing zoning laws and showing up on old farmers' places and saying, get all your old cars out the back. I mean, it's just total bureaucracy. There's no real private property rights in this country. We pay daily, yearly rent to them to be able to be on our own property. And the state is there defending the city going after him. And you were telling me, Mr. Allison, that you need help with a lawyer. I mean, what this lawyer's only helped you so far. What do you need another lawyer for? To countersue or something?
Yeah, I believe that the charges will be dismissed, or I will be victorious in defeating the criminal charges. And the attorney that I have, he does criminal cases, and I mean. That's what he's doing right now. He's helping me with that aspect of the case, and I asked him if he would help me with a civil case, and he has basically said that he cannot do it. And one of the things I'd like to clear up, the Patrick Fazio from Channel 2 News out of Terre Haute, Indiana, did a real good job of putting this story together and getting the information out there, and I really appreciate it. And there was one thing that he got wrong on the story, is that my attorney is not, that I know of, affiliated with the ACLU. My attorney has taken on this case pro bono, and because he believes that the statute is unconstitutional, and he's doing it as a favor to me and another attorney that I had contacted asking for help.
Well, I've seen this before where the ACLU is given credit for grass growing, birds chirping, the sun rising. But in my experience, the ACLU are globalist operatives who basically lose cases on purpose. There might be some good ones out there. Some of their members are good people, but they sure don't defend things like the Second Amendment. This is a very dangerous precedent, and it was 9 states about 6 months ago. Now it's 12 states doing it. And it's always by the central state puts the word out, start arresting people. And they use old wiretapping provisions that clearly aren't applicable. For me, this is really creepy that all over the country they try to put people under the jail for videotaping police. I mean, I'm seeing cases where a woman videotapes the cops at a traffic stop while they videotape her, and they charge her, and I've seen them convicted 5 years in jail, and they go to jail. You know,
right.
I mean, and the cops laugh about it. I mean, we've gone to the point now where we're becoming like North Korea, where they actually enjoy putting innocent people in jail with fake trumped up charges and have kangaroo juries. If this goes to trial, are you confident they're not going to put their cousins and brothers and mommies on the jury?
I believe that if it goes that far, I should be entitled to a change of venue to get it away from all of the we were referred to before as the boss hog type situation. This small town, everybody is connected to everybody.
Yeah, but even if they're connected to everybody, this is sending a man, a law-abiding guy with no criminal record, we've looked into you, sir, to prison for life. Do these idiots have any idea the amount of bad luck that brings on them? They may not believe in God, but I will assure them, their lives are unhappy because they're dirty scum. Mr. Allison, how do people contact you if lawyers want to help you?
I didn't know if they might be able to contact your show and get in touch with me through that way.
Okay, I tell you what, if we get any bona fide lawyers in Illinois or nearby that want to help you, we will get them to you. You're on TV with us tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Thank you so much, Mr. Allison.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, some of the biggest bank heads in Europe are saying civil war, martial law in Europe, global financial collapse if the private mega six banks are not given a, quote, financial power and union over the once sovereign countries of Europe. The European Union was publicly set up to be a receivership yarn to take control of countries, implode them, and then roll them into a global cashless society, private corporate government. I've been hammering this for 16 years. It's in my film Endgame. The general public won't look at documents. The general public won't look at research. But they do remember me talking about this thousands of times and laying out exactly how this would be done. So I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in Europe. And then I'm going to tell you the next steps after that if we don't stop them. And let me give you the bad news. We haven't stopped them. So I can tell you exactly what's going to happen in a general time frame. And, of course, they're saying they're setting up this private global corporate government. They just got this idea yesterday. They just got this idea. But we told you 16 years ago what they would do from their own public documents. They have their public statements, but then they have their corporate statements, which aren't highly publicized. And I'm going to announce a contest at the bottom of the hour because I don't have the crew or the infrastructure to go through all of the countless radio TV shows I've done where I laid out everything that's happening. not just with this, but other issues. So we're going to have $5,000 in prizes, because every time I have contests, it's about getting the word out. Four people will have three prizes. Total prizes will be $5,000. And I don't know, first place will be $3,000. Second place, what, $1,500? Third place, $500? How's that sound? Who put together videos and clips of where I predicted exactly what was going to happen. And I don't do this to go, oh, look, Alex Jones is right again. No, 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 no. When I'm covering it, I'm reading their quotes, their documents, where they planned it. And then if you really want to win, you want to then edit in their statements today where they're saying, oh, we just got this idea. Because that's what really wakes up sheeple. That's what really, really finally gets them to wake up. Even Slate and a bunch of other publications have to admit, I did predict 9/11 before it happened. I did pick the building. I did pick who they would say blew it up. And that freaks people out. That actually gets their attention. Well, there's hundreds of those. And it's not that I'm that smart. They're following an exact blueprint. They've done the same thing in other countries. Now they're doing it on regional and global bases. So that's coming up a little bit after the bottom of the hour. Then I've got all this TSA news, huge developments. I've got, it's all coming up today. It's all coming up today, but I want to go to Mike Adams, who, I don't know, moved to Austin 6-8 months ago, and just the last few months has, you know, announced, hey, I live in Austin. I know how it is to be a public figure and want to be left alone. And he lives outside Austin, and the last few days couldn't come on because he was battling fires to not burn down his place. Now he's at a rancher's outside where he lives in Smithville, helping them deal with what's happening. I talked to Shane Steiner this morning of the Steiner family on a bunch of ranches around town. And the fire line's right along the line of their ranch. They're fighting to keep that off their ranch right now. Their housing, big housing development, has pretty much knocked out most of the fires over there. Thank God, only 27 homes burned down. And I got some intel, but I may be able to release it later. They're still looking at it about what did that over there at Steiner Ranch. But that's interesting. But joining us is Mike Adams, and out of the gates. This was in the Gonzales Canyon yesterday, and then we called some firefighters and confirmed it, that indeed the feds took over Tuesday, though Perry said it was Wednesday, and just like in Katrina where they came in and cut communications lines at the police station, cut down their radio tower, that's CBS News, just like that happened, FEMA, the headline at InfoWars.com, they want to take control of the situation. FEMA forces firefighters to stand down in Texas. And they just turned them back and told them, no, we're in command. And now Mike Adams has written an article, as wildfires rage across Texas, feds take control and scuttle volunteer firefighters. So we've got that report at naturalnews.com and InfoWars.com. And we've got more on that. But joining us via video Skype is Mike Adams. Mike, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. Good to join you today.
You bet. So tell us what it's been like with you trying to keep your place safe, and now you're helping your neighbor. You're out in the middle of it.
Well, my place, fortunately, wasn't really in the big target zone of the fires. So I knew my place was safe, I headed out east to Smithville, where I'm calling you from Smithville right now. That's why we have a different background here, maybe even a better connection than usual. But I know I have a good friend out in Smithville, and I've been working with him to protect his ranch. We were running machinery yesterday, bulldozers and excavators, and working to create fire breaks and talking with local ranchers. And the word is, I mean, the ranchers, they were not wanting to evacuate at all. They were going to stay there and defend their places, and they didn't want the feds to come in and tell them what to do. So we had farmers running their tractors, plowing in the grass fields so that the fields wouldn't catch on fire. And I can tell you today, Alex, that some of the firefighting that's been the most effective has been individual ranchers and farmers who just began bulldozing trees and tearing up fields to make a fire break. In fact, there's a whole section of South Bastrop and South Smithville that is not on fire today because of a particular rancher, and I don't have his name, who stopped a fire at his front door just yesterday. So the ranchers and the local community is what's solving the problem here. The churches have opened their doors and taken in the refugees and evacuees. The YMCA is open. The public school here has opened up for evacuees. And now the feds come in and want to take over, and the fear is they're only going to make things worse.
Well, Mike, again, you're an eyewitness to this. You're out there in Bastrop. You're in Smithville. And that's the reports I've gotten as well, confirmed that firefighters showed up with bulldozers, bobcats on the back of trailers. They showed up with their shovels by the thousands, ready to dig fire breaks. And the feds told them, and this is confirmed now, we're not doing fire breaks. We're not building earth dams against the fire. We're only, quote, squirting water. It's a quote. If it doesn't squirt water, we don't want it. But everybody knows, I'm not a firefighter, and I know, with big fires out of control, what you do is in the direction of the wind, you meet it and try to defeat it at that point. You don't run around the edges spraying water on it. And the fact that they would turn back thousands of people and say, hey, we're the feds, we don't want you here, because it's all about their power, is just outrageous.
It is, and you got to understand, especially for your listeners, to set the right context. Central Texas is a place of self-reliance and relying on your neighbors and your local community. People here in Smithville, where I am today, they don't rely on the feds, and they don't call 911, Alex. If there's trouble, they take care of it themselves, whether it's burglaries or fires or anything. And so they immediately jumped into action. You know, if you look at what burned down in Austin and west of Austin and now to the east of Austin, it was mostly the neighborhoods, high-density housing, houses built out of a lot of plywood and not really fire-resistant and built in forests. And, you know, my heart goes out to those people, but many of those people, all they could do was really flee. They didn't have the equipment. They didn't have the farming know-how, the practical knowledge that the ranchers have, because ranchers have to fight for their livelihoods every single day. And so that's what they're doing. And you know, the feds should just let these people do their jobs and protect their farms and get out of the way, frankly.
Well, that's what Ron Paul has said about these different hurricanes. I mean, FEMA showed up 5.5 years ago. This is on record. And cut the police communications. That's why the cops all wandered off. And then went and cut the lines at the radio tower. And we've interviewed the sheriff. We've interviewed other officials. It's been on national news. They had to post armed guards around their communications towers just to keep power. FEMA is all about power grabs. So they take our National Guard away. They federalize them. What's left is trained to take on veterans and gun owners as a domestic military force. And so they take away the governor's resources. The governor then begs for FEMA to come in. FEMA comes in and says, we don't want all these local firefighters and people here trying to help us. Just go home. We're going to fly around with our helicopters and dump water on it, which is good. But again, it's this control freak mentality of totally centralizing control and setting the precedent that we're the boss. And so many times when there's a disaster, FEMA rolls in and says, hey, your house isn't in trouble. Give me your guns. And I just hope they don't start doing that here, because if the winds kick back up, this stuff's going to accelerate. As you know, these fires are still out of control everywhere, and it's like Mordor outside. I mean, it's black outside with the smoke.
It was very black. I posted some photos. There are lots of photos out there. But, you know, on the firearms issue, the very first thing that I did when I was leaving my place to head out east, I grabbed my farm rifle, threw it in the car, and headed out. And I noticed a lot of people are open carrying firearms, and it's not a problem. There has been no looting. There has been no crime. There are firearms everywhere. The ranchers have them on their hips. People are out here getting the job done, protecting property, wearing their firearms, and there are no crime problems whatsoever. And I think it's because everybody knows the ranchers are well-armed, but they're also upstanding, high-integrity citizens who are solution-oriented. So if FEMA tries to come in and you know, take away firearms, forget it. That's not going to happen in Central Texas.
Well, that's what's beautiful about this. Farmers and ranchers were intimidated into hiding their guns over the years, but now the movement to say, these are my guns, they're not in the closet. 1776 is coming out of the closet. And it's time for all of us that love liberty to stop being ashamed of it and to stop hiding it. We need to get out in the open and say, hey, it's not bad to be into freedom. It's not bad to have a lemonade stand. It's not bad to have a garage sale. It's not bad to have a garden. It's not bad to protect your own property. It's bad to try to stop that.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good country music right there.
Everybody walked out and left this woman burning out of control.
Oh!
Well, I was down there in about an hour or so.
of our crew, Photoshop, Cade put together of Lord Perry. He's got a text tag tattoo on him. He's got an Illuminati eye tattooed on him. He's got he's got a Gardasil shot injector tattooed on him. He's a good globalist. Why? When he told us he was going to save us from the fires, everybody went, yay! Of course, he also prayed for rain. It didn't happen. I don't think if Diablo prays for you, it does much good. Let me ask you that question, Mike Adams, out there with evil Texans that have their own bulldozers protecting their own property, wearing firearms openly. This has got to be upsetting the FEMA people that are running around, turning back firefighters and ordering them not to help because you've got to be, I guess, under the federal La Reconquista operation to be part of it. What do you think of Rick Perry? It turns out cut the firefighting budget from $30 million down to $7 million. Again, I'm not for big government, but more and more of our taxes go for big boondoggles, 8,000 miles of toll roads, four shots, taxpayer paid for, millions of dollars in that program. But getting rid of firefighters, essential things, shouldn't Perry be saying, I want our National Guard back, instead of being all over the world helping grow opium in Afghanistan?
Yeah, well, I'm of the belief, Alex, that if government would just take less from us, we could solve our own firefighting problems and our own local problems without government interference and without having to apply for FEMA grants to reimburse us for the expenses. You know, you got to look at ranchers and farmers out here. They have water trucks. They have bulldozers. They have equipment. I mean, I'm not saying they're all professional firefighters, but there are thousands of volunteer firefighters, and they have to buy their own equipment in many cases, Alex. So if they had more money that wasn't taken away by the government, then obviously they could afford to buy more of their own equipment and be more effective firefighters.
Well, in most areas of Texas and other rural areas, most places don't have a regular fire department. It is a volunteer fire department, and they go in houses and fight fires and get killed, and it's just the same thing as a big city fire department. It's just that a lot of times the community pays for the trucks, or citizens have to pay for them themselves and go through all the training because they need a fire department. And but they're looked down upon by our lords at FEMA. But at the end of the day, Mike, isn't it about the system not wanting to send the message that own guns and protect yourself, know your neighbors, grow your own food, have your own chickens, have your own lemonade stands, have your own swap meets, anything that's independent, anything that's normal human activity, instead of the big corporate, big box wastelands is under attack, and that's why they're so angry about the idea of citizen posses, militias. That idea of civil defense is anathema because the feds want to get rid of state response, as they certainly don't want individuals at the county level.
Well, yeah, the overall tone is one of how dare you be self-reliant? How dare you grow your own food or own your own gold or be able to defend your property and your family with firearms if you're out in the country? You know, how dare you try to put out your own fires? How dare you run your own finances or save your own money? You got to depend on Social Security, which, of course, as we know, is a complete failure. So the tone of the feds, and I apologize for the background noise. Maybe FEMA has found me and they're going to try to take something away now. But the overall tone is that the feds really don't want people to be self-reliant. It's a nanny state system. They want you to be enslaved by the medical system, to the agriculture system, to the police system. They do not want self-reliance at all.
Well, that's it. And that's why I've read they're actually out in the countryside trying to order people on their own farms and ranches off of it. And a lot of the ranchers are just ignoring them. Those ranchers know a lot more than, you know, the sheriff's deputy under FEMA orders to tell you to get off your property, and if people die on their own property, that's their business. This is what freedom is all about. And at the end of the day, the government can't and won't protect you, and that's been proven yet again. Most of these fires burning out of control. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Great to join you.
We'll talk to you again soon. We're going to come back and get into a bunch of really key news dealing with world government, the banker takeover. We're going to take you out with Rick Perry, the fireman, the Al Gore lover.
Hell, everybody'd like to have what I got. I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name. Last night they had a bad one a mile or two down the road.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And then back every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific, for InfoWars Nightly News. And then we re-air it, restream it at PrisonPlanet.tv over and over again until the next live show at 11 a.m. So 3-hour radio TV and then 30-minute news transmission. Most of the shows have been over 30 minutes. Some have been 2 hours long. But we're always going to have at least that first 30 minutes of news and then expanded special reports. Last night we had Gerald Celente, Paul Watson. We've got a lot of big guests coming up later in the week in studio, via Skype, you name it. Also next week, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv to find it and find all the new functions and features. Now I want to get into the news in earnest, the top story. And then I'm going to open the phones up to get your perspective on any of the issues I've raised or any news item that we haven't covered that you'd like to comment on. But before I go any further, don't forget this radio show is listener supported. This news organization is listener supported. The cameras, the bandwidth, the building, the materials, the flying reporters around. All of this we've been able to do is because you've supported us. We have a lot of books and videos that we've written and produced that we sell at InfoWars.com. Camouflage, InfoWars.com, Don't Tread on Me, ball caps, Ron Paul t-shirts. It's all available at InfoWars.com. And every order gets some free InfoWars.com and a sundry other grab bag of bumper stickers and this little baby, a citizen rule book with a Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, jury nullification, and so much more. This is cyanide to tyranny. Every order, no matter how small it is, gets a free one of these bad boys in it at InfoWars.com in the online video / apparel store. Also, we were selling different models of these that were plastic and were bisphenol A free, but people don't like plastic. So we got the more expensive stainless steel, and the stainless steel is not made in America. We could not find one. If you know of one, let us know. Now, this is the highest reviewed company we found. The guts, though, the filter and the inside are made in America. And it's got some extra filter stuff inside as well. This will do 100 gallons or more. 100 gallons if it's like swamp water, but more than 100 gallons if it's regular tap water. It cuts out almost everything. There's a few things it just reduces down to almost non-detectable levels. And it's the high-quality InfoWars. Is embossed on the bottom, eco-vessel, insulated, super high-quality product available at InfoWars.com. And those did sell out and were gone for about a month, so they're back. We ordered a whole bunch of them, and so they're available now at InfoWars.com. Okay, let me just stop right there for just a moment, because I feel like there should be a drum roll. I feel like I should have some fireworks go off. As I get up here and I chatter, and I talk about important issues, but we're just floating around in a sea of out-of-control, corrupt behavior. And so I just want to announce this contest right now in detail, and then I'll get to the news. I only do, obviously, a contest to get the word out. I do contests on key issues that I believe are the most important, like TSA groping, fluoride in the water, the deadly vaccines. When Obama and people were talking about having folks arrested that were showing him as the Joker, saying there was no First Amendment, I said, well, we got to now have everybody post these everywhere to say, hey, buddy, you know, you're not going to get rid of freedom of speech. But one thing I found that's very effective waking people up is if they can see me going back 10 years ago or more, 5 years ago or a year, whatever the case is, and predicting exactly what then came true. I think that's very effective. And when we do these contests, thousands of people make videos. The average video probably gets a couple thousand views. Some get 100,000 views. So we reach conservatively a million or more people. And then $5,000 is a good price to pay to reach a million people with the message of liberty. And at the end of the day, we probably end up getting enough traffic back to the sites to maybe pay for it with our advertisers. Thank God for them, and thank God for you supporting them. So this morning, I burned with frustration because how many of you have heard me explain? Well, I mean, I know it's an end game. I know I can go watch my 2.5-hour seminal film. I say seminal because I cover the full spectrum of news and information. And I know in that film I explained the European Union, American Union, Asian Union, that financially collapse each one of those unions and then offer as a solution a new global financial mega union that will be banking and will be digital currency that all other currencies are based in. So you've still got yen and yuan and euros and dollars and pesos, but they're all internationally pegged and their value is decided by this big six bank cartel. And that gives them total control. Now, in the last 2 years, we've seen Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them promote, and it's in my film Fall of the Republic, a new bank of the world. So I'm even telling listeners in the contest, you know, where you can find this stuff, and that they would push the bank of the world as the solution. Now, they're now calling it a private economic union, a, quote, powerful federalism. Watching CNN, listening to Bloomberg last night, I was tuning into Bloomberg and driving home at 10 o'clock at night, and they had five economists on the show, and they were all reading a script that varied only slightly. In fact, some of the times it was word for word, like they were passing a script around, and it went something like this. We're going to have a total collapse of everything. The rich countries have to pay for the poor countries. This is just the way it is. It's reasonable. We need a total federal power that's private, a financial union in Europe, and the court ruling is going to allow this in Germany for them to finance it. That's just the way it is. And we need to force people like Switzerland into this because you can't have any country that's above this in this new system we're setting up. This is global federalism, and we'll need the same thing here as well. And they just said, this is the only path you can take, or you'll never get your pension funds, you'll never get your Social Security. So they were there holding everybody hostage. And then the talk went into, yes, it could cause martial law. Yes, it could cause breakdown of society. Yes, it's going to cause civil war. And this is in the London Guardian, you name it today. So the talking point went out, and I'm hearing operatives on an international program, Bloomberg, that is openly to shut down U.S. industry and carbon taxes. Bloomberg heads that up with Bill Clinton. Openly wants total abolition of gun ownership. I mean, these are criminal bankers. They want your guns. They want your property. But again, they're little egg-headed old men in little suits, so everybody expects it to be a Hitler in a uniform or a Stalin in a uniform, you know, with a 1940s mustache. That isn't how this works. These are finance oligarch. These are Bernie Madoffs, Ken Lays with an army and with media systems they own. They got propaganda, which is 90% of warfare, psychological warfare. They got physical operatives. They got private corporate spies. They've got their minions that work for them in control of every regulatory position in the big six banks, in government. They run the National Security Council. They put the president and the last president in power, and they own all the major candidates on the Republican side except for Ron Paul. So they mean business. They mean business. Now, the good news is 10 years ago, these bankers would go before Congress, and everyone groveled, and their voices would shake when committee chairmen talked to them. And they were the height of arrogant, behaving as if they were God. Now they're ridiculed. Now they're attacked. Now we're learning they're not invincible. That's why they try to keep the con artist's confidence face up there. But it is us or them. And that's why I'm saying $5,000, $3,000 to first place, $1,500 to second place, $500 to third place, fourth place, get some steak knives. Fifth place, you're fired. All right. A joke from a movie. One of my favorite movies Alec Baldwin's in and Mr. Lemon. Was it Glenn Larry, Glenn Ross? I forget the exact name. I need to rent that movie or buy it. But the point here is that we are seeing an open financial dictatorship. That's what globalism is. That's why for 50 years, they've had tax incentives to move jobs out of Europe, jobs out of America, jobs out of Canada, the third world. It was not to build up the third world. It was to get them financially under the globalist control in the name of development, which was actually the opposite of development, a globalist takeover. And that's in their own IMF World Bank documents out for 9 years, leaked to the BBC, Joseph Stiglitz, who worked at the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. And this is a premeditated plan, and I'm here watching it with horror. And here's a microcosm example. And again, the contest just isn't about this, though you'd probably do well to do a video about this, because, I mean, thousands of times I've laid out what I just repeated. Might as well just have a recording I had. The point is, it's now here. And do you know what comes next? I mean, I'm going to tell you that here in a moment. I mean, if they get away with this, I'm going to tell you what comes next, and then what comes after that. Oh, my God. I mean, this is not a road we want to go down. This is not a road we want to go down. These people have written up what they're going to do to us. Even their public statements are only thinly veiled, and it's so horrific. And it's so ridiculously corrupt that if we just get the word out, they will fall. If we just get mainline talk show hosts to decide that, hey, maybe it's not best to go along with the New World Order. Maybe look at your children. I mean, even the most arrogant, think you're part of the establishment, Rush Limbaugh making, you know, $80 million a year. Bubba, you can only get so much money and hang out with so many fake plastic people at the golf course and so many executives. I mean, this is treason against humanity. The globalists aren't just consolidators and conquerors. There have been a lot of conquerors who were people who wanted to build things and who were into creating. And you can rationalize those conquerors of history who actually built some civilizations. The globalists are a scientific conqueror who seek to pull down everything independent and strong. It is a creeping death. You don't sell out to cancer. You don't sell out to, for all intents and purposes, you know, let's say you don't believe in God. Let's play devil's advocate. God doesn't exist. You might as well be the devil. These people are so diabolical, so hateful, so manipulative, so multivariate, multifaceted, interwoven, interlock-eared, that you might as well be the devil. These people are beyond the devil. Well, the devil's beyond what you thought he was. Evil spirit in the universe, whatever you, people who like to destroy versus those that like to build. You know, I always thought everybody liked seeing other people do good. I always thought everybody was, I see a guy with an incredibly beautiful girlfriend or wife, I'm like, man, she is just absolutely gorgeous. Isn't life wonderful? Look at those shining eyes. Look at the poise of that woman. Look at the grace. Man, I admire that woman. I'm not even thinking about her sexually. When I was 16 or 17, I would have been. When I was 20, I would have been. Now I just admire the grace. But I was never even jealous then of guys that had girlfriends better looking than, you know, my girlfriend. I usually had smoking girlfriends. But a lot of times it was just personality. I like a woman's personality over even what her supposed looks are. But the two go together. When they got both, it's a great thing. I just admire people that know how to restore a car till it's just absolutely immaculate and beautiful. Or people that know how to garden well. Or people that know how to do fine woodwork, or people that have made a lot of money and built a beautiful house, or people that have better bodies than I do. And I've learned now I am not the minority, but I'm one part of humanity. And then there are those who get upset. I was the kid who was always giving my toys away to other kids, not because I want them to be my friend. I like to have people over and cook them dinner. I like to give people things. And I learned that's not how a lot of people are. They're from the other side. They're from the other side. And they don't like people knowing how things work. They like knowing how things work and keeping it from people. They're the types that like to put their foot out and trip somebody. And I instinctively see them, I know what they are, and I want to defeat them. And to defeat them, I need you who are good to get up on your hind legs and wake up and get angry and identify these people with me and help wake up others, or we don't have any chance at a civilization. Because these people, like cancer, will not stop. They will race through the system, pulling everything down until they're sitting on a pile of garbage, praising their power. They have no honor, they have no beauty, nothing is good that comes out of these people. Death, destruction, horribleness. Now, I haven't even gotten to the top news yet. It's a prelude to it. But the issue here is, we have a global government. It is a corporate government that operates by increments. They've studied human psychology. They know you're built to face a threat that comes on quick. So they hide it in the water. They hide it in the GMO. They hide it in the fine print of the mortgage. They hide it in the fine print at the contracted school. They hide it in the fine print. They lawyer everything. But to boil it down, they created a giant Ponzi scheme. They got near total control out of fractional reserve banking for every dollar they could loan out 10. That wasn't enough. 12 years ago, they said we can loan out a trillion for every dollar. That's derivatives. They took over the planet with that. Unlimited money. People would sell their souls for something fraudsters made out of nothing. See, once you have the power of the Ponzi, you don't go to jail. You take over the world. And these aren't Ponzi's that just want wealth. They've had so much power for hundreds of years in Europe, now over the U.S. the last 90 or so, that they're into literally ending humanity as you know it. In fact, guys, get that 1984 clip ready that I sent you. A human, a boot stomping on the human face forever, a clip from the movie. I know it's low audio. See if it's high enough to play. So I think that says it all. And, of course, George Orwell worked for the system. He worked for the imperial government, then for the communists, then for the BBC and propaganda. And he wrote a book, and he said before he died, this is what they plan to do. And O'Brien explains that it's about dominating. It's about destroying things. It's about trampling and being trampled. It's about ripping and tearing the family apart. But I'm going to explain to you, the total world government takeover is here when we come back.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
I'm going to play that clip at the bottom of the next hour of Winston Smith being tortured when O'Brien finally breaks him.
Don't send your kin folks to...
Makes him love Big Brother. See, they want you to consciously buy into the lie. That's what it's all about. They want to break you. And they're building a world for all the control freaks and liars to be able to operate with impunity against the general population. All the compartmentalized idiots themselves are basically tested upon. All right, let me start getting into this, and then I'll give the number out and take your calls and get into some of the other issues. It is illegal. It's been in the news for Germany to continue to have to bail out other EU nations. That's how they got countries into the EU, saying, don't worry, you won't have to bail out other countries. But if you go back just a year ago, Ireland was per capita the fastest growing and least in debt country. And as soon as they entered the euro, 6 months later, suddenly it was all over. They were bankrupt. Well, that's because their minister had them in a contract now and signed them on to the foreign debt that 90%+ was not theirs, just like in Iceland, just like in Greece. So, see, it's such a huge hoax. The banksters say our derivatives are in trouble. You've invested your Social Security. Sign on to all of our debt. And then they tell the public, you owe it, you're bad, we're going to cut everything now and raise your taxes. And they've now raised taxes something like 20% in Greece on restaurants, everything, and people are rebelling and not paying it. And it literally goes offshore to bankers who created the debt. But see, they know you're not paying attention. You know about Dancing with the Stars and a sex change operation. So they're just laughing at you. They're going to run you over. This is financial Armageddon. We're not being conquered by nice folks that want to take good care of us. We're being being taken over by some very wicked people. So, after two bailouts in Europe, they're now saying, oh, we're going to have another Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers. We're going to implode. We're going to have martial law. And we've got all the articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the big bank head saying this today. This is on Drudge Report today. Sounds like Alex Jones 5 years ago. It's now becoming mainline. But Drudge is the only one that will actually point to what's happening in Europe. Most Americans don't even know this is happening right now. And it openly says, yes, we're going to have a new federal government that's private, a financial union run by megabanks that you'll pay your VAT and carbon taxes to. Again, paying megabankers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of England, that's who owns these mega private banks. Our Federal Reserve, the European Union banks. They're going to issue bonds that the government is going to buy. Even if you don't buy the bonds, the government's going to buy it with your tax money, and the profit goes to the bankers. So you pay the bankers because they're too big to fail. See, they make money on the front end of the Ponzi scheme and then take over on the other end, holding you hostage. And then, of course, that won't pay it off. And so the next phase will be, oh, my gosh, we've had all these currency wars in the last decade, you know, 2014 or so. Now we've got to merge the American Union with the European Union and the Asian Union, and this new body will globally standardize it. And they're already announcing that and already beta testing the SDR. So that's already going on. But see, it's now just going to be brought out in the open. And then George Soros says, oh, I'm having a great crisis. He's saying similar things again. Of course they're having great crises. They're taking over. Because they took time to get their operatives into office everywhere. They finance all the campaigns of the countries in Latin America, in most of the countries in Africa, Asia. And if you don't let them, they go, look, you get the money or you get the gun. They send in operatives, and it's on record. And they say, listen, we're either going to bankroll you to sell out your country or we're going to kill you. Most people say, well, I'll take the bankroll. How big is my palace in Switzerland? I just got to sell folks out over 4 years and move to Switzerland or move to New York. And they go, yes, sir. Well, general, you're going to be the next president of Paraguay. Well, thank you. I'll sell the entire population out. Good. Now, we got some shots you want to give the people. Hey, fine with me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.